hands on? Or?
You can, if there's a set of headphones on that side, you can grab them. Hey, you're tuned in to BFM on Friday afternoon with Johnny and Big Hungry. Yeah, that is facts. And what else is facts is we've got two young gents. We've got Joel and Ben in here from the brand spanking new Holiday Records. You guys have taken it upon yourselves to set up a record pressing plant in New Zealand, yes. Which is an interesting move. I wish I'd done it myself.
What on earth gave you the inspiration to do this?
Well, a couple of years ago, I've been playing music with mates in a folk band and for a couple of years ago, and we just wanted to press some vinyl for our friends and family, really, the ones that had supported us when they said we were going to be in a band, and we couldn't get it done in New Zealand, which took me over to Aussie, and then there was one in Aussie, but the backlog there, you know, the guy kind of said I couldn't talk to you for like fucking 6 months, so I was like,
yeah,
shit.
Right. It was grim for a while, eh?
Yeah. So I was like, well, hey, there's something to do here. So we did some research and we found this awesome Canadian company called Viral Technologies, who's like reinvented the wheel of record pressing, I suppose. A fully automated press, same process as the old machines, but run by a software, fully automated, and we flew straight over. And
check it out.
Yeah, we're blown away. So we're like, yeah, this can happen in New Zealand. It can actually happen.
And there is a huge lack of supply, not only in New Zealand, obviously, but worldwide. So we're hoping to like
pick up the slack. We were just talking off air, and it totally makes sense. Yeah. You press the vinyl that ends up being shipped here anyway, so you can take up that, like, you're getting rid of shipping. I'm so fucking into that.
Yeah,
shipping sucks.
It's like the biggest hate of all the world.
Especially for things like, you know, records, which are pretty heavy, and it almost doubles the price per unit. So
John
especially
will buy a record
to New Zealand,
pay more on the shipping than he will the vinyl. That just breaks my tiny little heart.
Actually, though,
it's true.
Dreadful.
So tell us a little bit about this, the machine that you've chosen.
Well, we have selected what is called the Warm Tone, as Ben said, from a company called Viral Technologies, which is based in Toronto. They exclusively just make these brand new vinyl pressing machines because when this kind of resurgence started happening, everyone kind of scrambled for all the old machines. They all got scooped up and refurbished, and then there was just a lack of machines. So they've since made about like 40 plus, and they've been kind of distributed all over the world. I think they're in like 14 or more countries at the moment. Right. Jack White's Third Man Pressing has a couple there.
Probably industry standard.
Yeah. Industry standard, it seems to be.
Have you been to Jack White's spot? Check that out. That must be the top of the
We've been to the Nashville one, but not the pressing plant in Detroit.
Yeah. He was a bit of inspiration as well, I think, because he is like advocate.
Yeah, but these Canadians that have made this machine are like mad geniuses. They're engineers, but they're just on the front foot.
Yeah, because it's using the same crazy, like, you know, old school technology to press the actual vinyl, but it's just bring it into the 21st century with like cloud-based software and like automated and a lot more environmentally friendly. A
couple lasers in there?
There actually is lasers in there.
I knew it!
And like, we still, you have to man the machine, but this thing fucking, from the PVC, raw PVC going into landing on the trimmer, is fully automated.
Man, should we play it?
This machine, like, you sent us a list of kind of the albums that this machine kind of is pressing at the moment?
No, these have been pressed on this machine.
These are the most
recent necessarily
ones.
Our ones, on a Warm Tone machine. So it's got a pretty cool lineup of.
It's strong. Right off the bat, Axis Bold as Love record, Jimi Hendrix. And we didn't have a conversation about this, but this is my favorite, probably one of my favorite Jimi songs ever. Not even going to name it because it's Jimi Hendrix.
the thousand smiles she gives to me free. It's alright, she said, it's alright. Take anything you want from me.
Jimi Hendrix for the win, by the way.
What a beast. What a beast.
So, Axis Boulder's Love has been pressed on this particular machine that you gents are acquiring there at Holiday Records. Correct?
Yeah. Not our specific machine, but the warm tone, yeah. The model we're getting.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
And what, are there like people out there that can tell the difference? What vinyl was pressed on what machine, do you think?
I would like to say so, but you know. Who knows?
I don't think
quite a nuggety person.
Exactly. Yeah. A very confident person.
Well, the molds are from the mold on our machine for the stampers to go on is slightly different than in the old ones. So, I mean, if you really really know, maybe. But,
right.
It's hard.
What else has changed? Do you know from like pressing records now to pressing them back in the day? Like, is there anything significant that's kind of changed in the game, or is it pretty traditional?
The whole process is the same. It's raw vinyl PVC. Going in,
right,
and it's still hot steam to melt the record to press to put the grooves in. It's still a metal stamper from the lacquer.
Mm-hmm.
It's still the nickeling to make the stamper, and it's still steam going in to harden it, and then a trimmer to cut it.
This you guys might know this. Is it a fact that black vinyl is the most legit? Little rich girl. We're going to go to these ads and then the news, and then we'll come back with the gents from Holiday and get back into the guts of vinyl stuff.
We're back in the room.
We are back in the room, and for just it is kind of a personal interest for us to get in the guys that have decided to import a record press to New Zealand, the guys from Holiday Records. We've got Joel and Ben. It's very interesting times, and I'm like, I've got a lot of admiration for you dudes wanting to get into manufacturing in New Zealand. Have you got much guidance on manufacturing in general in New Zealand?
In New Zealand, no. In terms of vinyl manufacturing, we've been to Canada twice now, and worked with the company extensively, doing training really. But we have no background in manufacturing.
Yeah.
With these machines, it doesn't really matter. As long as you get up to speed with these machines, you're fine.
What's something that that you just didn't see coming at all, and you're like, oh shit, didn't know that?
Popping.
What?
You know, the how many variables there are in pressing a record.
Yeah.
And there's hot water. Hot water coming in, steam.
Where do the pops come from?
Cold water.
I didn't even know what that means still.
Badly pressed record.
Oh, right.
So maybe too much heating, too much cooling. There's a lot of variables going into making a perfect record.
Mm. Sometimes a little bit of like dust can be in between the stamper and the actual mold. That would create just the smallest little bump in the record.
Static.
But yeah, there's so many different variables that we're just trying to perfect. Yeah.
So it can take like we could teach you to press a record in a day, but to press a perfect record is kind of a craft. Ongoing.
Is it just going to be the two of you? Are you running like a tight little crew?
At this stage, it's just us two, and then we will hopefully grow with demand, but didn't really want to jump the gun quite yet.
We want to try and do as much.
The sleeves, obviously there's the record is one part of the equation. What are you doing for the sleeves? Where are they coming from?
So all the kind of inner sleeves, you know, just the non-custom ones we're getting from China, funnily enough. But all of the jackets are actually getting printed right here in Auckland. We kind of did a bit of scouring around Taiwan, China, lots of places in New Zealand, but we found some guys in Auckland who are keen to get on board, because obviously no one in New Zealand is printing jackets at the moment. So we just had to find someone who was keen to get on board, and we did. And it's nice to have it, you know, local, so bands can kind of view the artwork before we go into full production.
Yeah, we wanted to bring another market into play for New Zealand.
That's great.
We didn't want to do the jackets overseas. We were like, there's some amazing printing companies in New Zealand. Let's do our research. So we pretty much bombarded every printing company in Auckland and Hamilton region. And we've got some guys that have got the ability to cut some jackets, which is cool, again, for the process of bands, because they can oversee quality control in their jackets as well as their vinyl, you know. So if it's a little orange, if the red's a little orange or something, they can be like, run it again.
I'm also quite interested, because you know, like, you sort of hear all these urban myths or, you know, like things about vinyl presses. Is it true that they take a while to heat up, and it takes a while to like get, you know, the press right? Is there a bit of finessing the whole process, or is it just good to go?
I think with the machine that we have is
like 5 minutes startup time to heat up the machine. But in terms of getting dialing a run in, we kind of, so if there's a run of 140 gram 100 black vinyl with a coloured label, say, we'll be dialing that in, which means we're checking at every record until we've got the settings perfect, so the cooling and the heating perfect.
But that could be between like 50 and 100 records just kind of coming out, and then us pretty much tossing them until we can find that it's like perfect setting, because the PVC that we're getting will be changing, so we have to constantly change the settings for the PVC itself.
Just on that PVC, where do you get that from?
Is
that the go-to?
We did it. Go-to for the quality. We did our research and from everywhere.
Like Italian PVC.
Yeah. Nothing works fast with working with Italians, but it's quality. We found out harshly that they take the whole of the fucking September off. We were like, well, we need it. We need it now, man. We need this shit. But funnily enough, it's arriving our PVC. We've got 11 pallets arriving in 2 weeks' time.
Okay. Yes. So Holiday Records are based in Auckland, so right on. When can we expect to see vinyls coming out of your joint?
We've got start of March.
Sweet.
Yeah,
it's exciting.
There's a lot of tinkering to do, and we're getting an engineer from Canada to plug it all in.
Perfect.
And being the crazy season now with shipping and things like that, we weren't going to get it on the side of Christmas, but But there's a bit of tinkering.
But that said, we're opening up our record store next week, so feel free to come on down and check out the space.
I've gone and checked out your Facebook page. It's all lined up. You've got like bits and pieces on offer, you know, like
there's a website and everything.
You
can go and poke your head around everyone and get involved. I mean, it's a really rare thing. Like, I congratulate you guys. It's awesome.
Thanks, man. Yeah, no small feat, but we are excited about it.
Thanks, man.
Should we go out on this Tom Waits?
Yeah, I love Tom Waits.
The very same machine is pressing all the Tom Waits at the moment. Wow, I mean, the brand of the machine.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you guys for having us.
Yeah,
you're welcome.
Excited.